It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff with VPR News. The legislature is working toward an adjournment this weekend, but many issues are still unresolved. Among them is a bill that would increase the state's minimum wage, but lawmakers haven't been able to agree how much the wage should go up and when. There's been some last-minute maneuvering around this issue, with the governor getting involved in a vote in the House later tonight. Here to explain is VPR's Bob Kinzel. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Neil.
Tell us, what's at play here, who's involved, and where it stands?
Well, Neil, there are a couple of interesting dynamics at play with this issue. One, the debate is not over if the minimum wage should go up, but by how much and how fast should it happen. The second thing is there are three sides to this debate: the House, the Senate, and the governor. And they all approach this issue somewhat differently. So here's the landscape. The House has voted to raise the minimum wage from its current level of $8.73 an hour to $10.10 an hour next year. The Senate decided to raise it to $10.50 an hour, but over a four-year period. They want to do it gradually. And the governor is backing a plan to raise it to $10.10, but over a three-year period. So the House is saying, hey, let's do it right now. Senate and governor are saying, no, let's phase it in.
Well, what are the governor's concerns and what's going on right now?
Well, the governor says the increase should be phased in over that three-year period because anything faster will be detrimental to the state's small business community. And he is very insistent about this. So tonight, the issue will come back before the House. And the question before the House tonight will be this. One, do you want to stick to the original House position? Two, do you want to concur with the Senate? Or three, do you want to adopt the governor's approach? Now, House Speaker Shap Smith knows that it's going to be hard for the House to maintain its position on that 10-10 rate in one year because he's got the opposition of the Senate and the opposition of the governor. So the question facing the Speaker tonight is this: how much should the House give in on this issue? And Neil, there have been meetings all day on this question, and right now, no one really knows how this debate is going to play out tonight.
It seems like the Speaker is walking a very fine line here. What's at stake for him?
You're absolutely right. He is walking a fine line. Here's the question for Speaker Smith. Does he want to pass a minimum wage bill that's closer to what the governor wants or a bill that's closer to what House Democrats want? Now, he knows that most of the 50 Republicans will vote for the governor's plan. That's the three-year phase-in. And he knows he can get 25 or 30 Democrats to go along with this approach. But does he really want to pass a bill with a lot of opposition from the liberal wing of his caucus?
And when does all this get decided?
Well, right now, Neil, the House is scheduled to come in about an hour, but they won't come in until the Speaker knows he absolutely has the votes to do whichever plan he's backing.
VPR's Bob Kinzel reporting with the latest from Montpelier. Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure, Neil.